Where in the Bible will I find one or two births required for salvation? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman. And for an answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. Jesus said, "Except one be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." John 3, verse 5. Now, Jesus had just told Nicodemus, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Verse 3. Born again means one birth. And then the explanation gives two items, water and the Spirit, that are required in bringing about the new birth. One natural birth introduces us into this world. And one new birth, one birth of water and Spirit, introduces us into the kingdom of God, the church. As it is incorrect to say that a man must become a Christian twice, it is incorrect to say that it takes two births to enter into the kingdom of God. It requires all that Jesus said to put a man into the kingdom, and a man is not born again until he is born of water as well as of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit, through the Word of God, directs every step to be taken in entering into the kingdom of heaven. One step is water baptism. Jesus said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." Mark 16:16. The promise of salvation is not when they believe, but when they are also baptized. Such was the teaching of the Spirit through Peter when he said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." Acts 2:38. Some 3,000 that were baptized under that command were born again, born of water and the Spirit. And as the Spirit of God commands baptism before it promises remission of sins, no man need think that he can be born again without water baptism, for Jesus shows plainly that water baptism is required. Whenever a man believes the gospel with all his heart, repents of his sins, and upon the confession of the name of Christ is baptized in water, he is a Christian, is in the kingdom of God, is born again. And it takes these acts of obedience to constitute the one new birth.